gentlemen. This is Alex Jones filing a emergency on the road report as I'm driving into the office to get ready for today's radio show, 4 to 6 p.m. This is the most intense, important alert I've ever put out. I was sure of this last week. I contacted the proper parties. I have run this intel up a lot of important informed flagpoles. And they all concurred that there is a plan, which we now see is quite evident, to try to steal the election from the American people and Donald J. Trump. Now, I'm the fellow that warned everybody they'd try to steal it in the primary. They did it. I'm the fellow that told people Hillary would try to steal it in the general election. She did, but the tsunami election was so big that they failed. Now we've got them with multiple electors saying that they're not going to go for Trump. And we had Hillary do these recounts through her surrogate minion, Jill Stein, and it only got him hundreds of thousands more votes per state where they did it, showing Hillary had been stealing, proving Trump's point that he had millions of votes that were taken from him with illegals and folks voting in the names of dead people. Now, 3 weeks ago, they come out with this secret intelligence report that Obama talks about and claimed that the Russians were manipulating the election. Now, remember, there was no such thing as election fraud, but we had to have the feds take it over because of the Russian threat. Now, earlier this week, the Washington Post came out and said the Russians hacked the election, but then they were forced to come out and say, we have no evidence for that, we just made it up. They had to retract. That was on Wednesday. Then on Thursday, the Obama administration comes out with some fraction or some rogue element of the CIA and says, ladies and gentlemen, we have evidence, but we can't show it to you, that the Russians basically interfered in the election. And then I called everybody and I said, look, I called them on Friday and I called the folks you can imagine. I called and I said, you watch, they're going to roll out a bunch of leftist CIA people like Bob Baer. Sure enough, he surfaced on Saturday on CNN. And they're going to call for a new election to be held. So everything they're doing is to undermine this landslide, because he's appointing a bunch of patriots, a bunch of anti-globalists. They are really, really upset. They're really scared the stock market's up. Their security's already acting like commander-in-chief before he even gets into office, bringing all these jobs back. In the interest of time, I won't go over all of it. Carrier and the $50 billion from Japan and the $10 billion on new steel jobs and on and on and on. And confidence already being way up. So they're panicking. But they're arrogant. And it's the CIA that's become a rogue government, even according to JFK. Hell, Eisenhower said that. The CIA had only been around a few years whenever Harry Truman said we should have never created it. Under the National Security Act, it basically operates on its own. It's the biggest intelligence agency out there. And it's got a whole bunch of different factions. And Obama has his lapdogs that come and give him his briefings. So we're talking about hundreds of thousands of people. He can go pick whoever he wants to listen to in all these little analyst groups. Just like Bush, George W. created the Office of Special Plans inside the Pentagon to make up stuff about WMDs in Iraq. It's the same story. Same you-know-what, just a different rear end it came out of. So they come out, you can't see the report, but oh my gosh, here it is, and now let's have a new election. Now, a lot of people say, oh, Trump has too much support, they won't get away with it. It's not just meant to delegitimize. Here's the big red alert. I'm telling you, this is done to trigger COG and other systems where they can try to get quasi-rogue groups to believe they've got legal standing to try to basically take out Trump the minute he doesn't accept some call for some new commission to look at it and decide whether, say, in 6 months there's got to be new elections. They know there's been a counter coup to try to take the country back. They were afraid that it might be deadlocked and that, Scalia would tiebreak like 2000 and put Trump in, so he conveniently died. That was the message. But good people in our intelligence agencies, and by the way, the majority of them are awake and some of the best folks we've got, including inside the CIA, are saying no to all this. And I reached out to some of my contacts. I'm just going to leave it at that. They said this is not the main CIA. And I've checked with two contacts on that, and this is not what's happening. And folks have learned I've got my contacts. I mean, I told you 3 weeks ago with me, Mitt Romney. I told you last week it's going to be Rex Tillerson. You now see a Secretary of State. Not blowing smoke here, folks.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I am now in studio. Got in late working on intel. Sent in that file. They got it up on air. We'll be back with all the details. You got me captured. I'm under- are every Sunday. We are now only 39 days out from the inauguration of the 45th president of the United States, Donald J. Trump. And I'm launching a new countdown in the next 39 days until Friday, January 20th. We'll be there in D.C. covering the whole event in the streets. Thank you for joining us. I'm Alex Jones, your host. I want to break down the historical context of what's happening. I want to go over the evidence of it, but here's the bottom line. A lot of times when there's already been a coup inside a country by special interest or outside foreign interest, they will go after the nationalists that are exposing their coup by claiming they're working for an outside plot. And that's now been done by the Democratic Party and the Republican establishment. They've been saying for over a year that Donald Trump is a Russian operative. They've been saying Julian Assange is a Russian operative. They've been saying Nigel Farage of UKIP is a Russian operative. They've been saying I'm a Russian operative. On Thursday, on Fox News, a congressman was on the show, and a Democratic congressman, we played the clip Friday, and accused Tucker Carlson of actually being a Russian agent with a straight face. Of course, Carlson's dad was a big anti-communist, ran Voice of America, and I'll assure you the guy running the Voice of America wasn't just with the Voice of America. So they are now accusing the sons of famous anti-communists in secret operations of working for the Russians. This is the level we have now reached of absolute absurd garbage. Now, why are they doing that? That triggers continuity of government and emergency plan systems that allow, according to this bureaucracy that's hijacked us, this multinational bureaucracy, to imprison, kill whoever they want, to take over the media, you name it. And bipartisanly, they've passed a bill through the Senate, was in the House last week, to engage in domestic propaganda and the targeting of what they call domestic propaganda and the shutting down of what they call domestic propaganda. So the Republican establishment, before Trump even gets in, is moving with the Democrats to have a coup d'etat against the legal, lawful election of the American people. Robert Baer, a big leftist with the CIA, we've interviewed him before. The movie Syriana, with, you know, another fiction, was made about how cool he is. Total disinformation, in my view. He comes out and says we need to have a new election. Donald Trump stole it with the Russians. Now, remember, Hillary, with Jill Stein, her front woman, had a recount. In every state, they had the recount. Hundreds of thousands of votes had been stolen from Trump. He picked up hundreds of thousands. I haven't checked since Friday. It was a couple hundred thousand in Wisconsin, over 100,000 in Michigan. They're going as slow as they can to then say, oh, we never got it done by the 19th, which is only 8 days away, to then say, oh, Trump doesn't get his electoral college votes. They now have not one but two electors saying they're not going to transfer in one state the 15 electors to Trump and another state as well. So they're trying to delegitimize while Trump's up there working, making hundreds of calls a day to world leaders, getting $50 billion brought in from Japan next year in robotics and other science advances, $10 billion being announced coming back in steel mills, Carrier staying. They are busy while the stock market gained $1 trillion the last month. While all this is happening, they're busy trying to sabotage. The Federal Reserve has announced. Trump has said he wants to keep interest rates low to spur the economy. He actually agreed with that policy. But because he's brought in this exuberance and this confidence, they're saying, oh, we're about to raise them big time to try to drive the market down and blame him. I'm saying they should be raised moderately. They're talking about big raises. We need a balance. Ladies and gentlemen, this is unprecedented. I have all these clips. Now, I started telling people last week, and I told my sources and people high up, I said, I'm looking at the arrogance. I'm looking at Michael Moore, who knew that Trump was way ahead in all the polls internally, who said, you watch, Trump's going to win. In a landslide, because you can't steal a landslide. It's very hard to do. A tsunami, you'll block most of it, but still some of the wave slaps over and you win. I said, you watch. They're putting all of this in question. They're redditing the rioter forces. They've doubled the money they're giving to Black Lives Matter and other liberation theology groups for destabilization. And I said, you watch. They're going to just continue to push. They're going to have these electors say because of conscience, they can't follow voters of their states with the electoral numbers that he brings from each state. And they're going to double down and say that Trump's a Russian agent. Now, just last Wednesday, the Washington Post had to retract a big article claiming that alt-right media and independent media was being run by the Russians. They said, our report has no proof, no facts. So that crumbled. Then on Friday, a secret CIA report from the usual suspect, Barack Obama, comes out. Now, the CIA has hundreds of thousands of employees, millions more operatives. It's just a huge, sprawling, un-American bureaucracy set up out of the British OSS in 1947. And Harry Truman said, I never should have done it. Should be torn into pieces. Kennedy said as well, if any group is engaged in globalist coups in this country and is behind more anti-American activities, it is the Central Intelligence Agency. They helped put Mao Zedong into power in 49. That's been declassified. They even have the former CIA section chief. He's dead now, but in his 90s, a decade ago, giving interviews to the History Channel, admitting it. So Donald Trump's rejected this as pure fraud. Of course it's pure fraud. They're now saying Merkel's losing her election because of the Russians. No, because she opened the borders up and brought in 2 million jihadis and raised taxes, and the country's falling apart. Iceland pulled out of the globalist system because they were raping them politically. The UK did. UKIP was started 25 years ago because the euro was unelected. Nothing to do with Russia. It was still the Soviet Union then. But see, you're not allowed to kick the globalist out. No, no, no. They're the foreign power, but they're going to tell you, no, 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 no. We're not the foreign power. We're protecting the media and everything and the elections from the Ruskies. And so we've got to take all of your freedoms now. This is so incredible. And then the next part. When they begin to trigger something like this, the same CIA that told you there were WMDs in Iraq, the same CIA that has been declassified last year, paid for ugly art and anti-Christian art to basically destroy the morals of America. That's been declassified. The same group that pushes propaganda that families aren't good. It works for the foreign banks that are taking the country over. Does that mean everybody in the CIA is bad? No. But at the top, its mission is globalist. A coup against America, 1947, teamed up with the private Federal Reserve to capture America and use it and exploit it as an engine of global domination. Now, that said, here is the maximum alert. I've never put an alert out this strong. This is the maximum alert. We've had a lot of alerts over the years, and you take action, you spread the word, Congress listens, the media picks it up, and we have a big effect, and it turns the tide. I warned of them trying to steal the nomination from Trump. I warned before that they try to steal the delegates. I warned they try to steal it on Election Day, and Bev Harris, top election fraud expert, who is a liberal, concurs that Hillary sold at least five states. Now the recounts show the ones that Trump won. He won much, much more massively than they first thought. Oh, you know, before your margin's only 50,000. Now it's 250,000. Oh, here your margin's 30,000. Now it's even more. This is devastating. They're panicking on every front. They're hitting him with everything they've got. They're trying to steal this from us because they know he turns the prosperity back on. It was artificial to shut down our prosperity. That automatically massive jobs will flow back in. They've got a dam of higher corporate income taxes and regulations and garbage, all one-sided, as an admitted plan to deindustrialize us. New York Times doesn't even tell you that the recount's ongoing, but Trump's win to reverse it is unlikely. Oh, give me a break, ladies and gentlemen. So now they've got Bob Baer, the darling of the leftist arm of the CIA, out saying, looks like Trump stole this. We got to have a new election right now. That is CNN, one of the biggest media conglomerates in the world, full of CIA people like that billionaire Anderson Cooper. And I'm not against the fact he's a billionaire, but he's a class warfare guy who never talks about all of his untold wealth. And they are up there thinking they're going to defeat this country and crush this country. Now, the big news, when we come back, I've set the table. But the big maximum alert is they wouldn't be already this bold if they weren't planning and seriously looking at assassinating Trump and using the cover of claiming he's a Russian agent. So get ready, folks. I'm telling you, they got the teams ready. They're trying to figure out how they get away with killing Donald Trump right now. You heard it here.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Watch me! Watch me!
The Russians, it looks like to me, did interfere in our elections. We'll never be able to decide whether they changed the outcome. But I tell you, having worked in the CIA, if we had been caught interfering in European elections or Asian elections or anywhere in the world, those countries would call for new elections, and any democracy would. And I don't see it any other way. I mean, the Electoral College before the 19th has got to know whether the Russians had an effect, whether they went to WikiLeaks, whether they hacked email, and whether they affected American opinion. And they had a good reason not to go out to go after Hillary Clinton. Putin hates her for the Ukraine.
So, Bob, if I'm hearing you correctly, you're saying we should have another election? How would that work? Is that plausible?
When a foreign country interferes in your election and the outcome is in doubt and legitimacy of the government, I don't know how it worked constitutionally. I'm not a lawyer, constitutional lawyer, but I'm deeply disturbed by the fact that the Russians interfered. And I would like to see the evidence, because if the evidence is there, I don't see any other way than to vote again. I mean, as an American citizen.
Maybe if there's evidence of anthrax and mobile weapons trucks in Iraq, we should invade again. Or maybe if Kennedy gets his head blown off and the CIA tells us they didn't do it, we should believe them. The CIA are trained known liars at the level of Bob Baer. And they work for the president, supposedly. And so they're still working for Obama. So here comes a leftist darling of Hollywood that they make movies about, telling us that the Russians stole it. We should have new elections, but he wants to see the proof. So, let's talk about facts. There weren't 20, 30, 40, 50,000 people at these rallies, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of them for Trump, but Hillary on average had 300 people. There weren't big lines of people around the block in exit polls saying they were going for Trump, but in some states he still lost. Oh, the recounts in a bunch of states Jill Stein put on for Hillary. What'd that do? It added more votes to Trump, just like you said. Got all these Democratic states admitting they're recruiting illegals to vote. Project Veritas got them on tape admitting it, but they're in the newspapers saying illegals should be able to vote. Then they play this mind game going, that's crazy racism. Nobody wants illegals to vote. No, you just passed it in seven legislatures the last year. That's right, they passed it in a bunch of states to have illegals vote. But they tell you, no such thing's going on. Now, the laws never got past the governor because the governor goes, I want to do this, but federal law says I can't. Yeah, exactly. That's how mutinous these globalists are. They have hijacked the nation. They've taken it over. And then Bob Baer and all these other operatives and analysts are all over the news. Yeah, there's Bloomberg. Some cities want their non-citizen immigrants to vote. That's Bloomberg. Just search engine. Illinois passes out of the House bill to allow anyone who's in the U.S. to vote. They don't even call them illegals. Just non-citizens to vote. California passed it out of its House and five other states. But, oh, there's no illegals voting. But listen, I'm digressing. Let me explain. I've studied history. You look at coup d'etats like the one they just had that they tried in Turkey that was then failed a few months ago. You see how third world countries are having them all the time. Germany's had them. Russia's had them. Look what happened with Yeltsin and Gorbachev. This is normal in history, especially when there's a big election that throws the party of power out. They thought they were going to win. They tried to steal it. It blew up in their face. And now they have a recount. Doesn't work. They try to get the electors to say that they're not going to go for Trump. But you see, there's not popular support for that. That will blow up in their face. So they've got to now float, he's a Russian operative, to create the illusion that, okay, it's okay that electors are going to stand up on the 19th in Congress and say, I'm not representing the votes of my state. I'm not representing those electoral college numbers. I'm not bringing, say, the 15 electoral college votes from this state or that state or the 30 of this state. I am going to just forfeit them. That's what they're going to say. They're already saying, well, it's not going to go to Hillary. We're just going to forfeit it. Well, if you take them away from Trump, then what are they going to say? Well, I guess bring Hillary back. She's back in. That's how crazy they are. And Trump, until 2 weeks ago, was like, that's ridiculous. They'll never get away with that. But then notice he had to come out and say, wait a minute. A bunch of illegals voted, too. I really won the popular vote, which he clearly did. Now with the recount, it proves it. They're trying to undermine. But let me tell you something. They wouldn't have Mr. Baer crawling out from under a rock with his little sweetsy, believable little puppy dog face. Oh, my goodness. We better have a new election. I'm just a nice little man over here. My job's overthrowing elected governments. Oh, gee, we better do something. I'm wearing my little CIA, you know, windbreaker, non-threatening little jacket here. I'm a nice little man. The good news is the entire military, I mean like 90% is awake. The FBI is awake. most of the people in the 15 different intelligence agencies are awake. And most importantly, the HUMET is awake, the American people. And the open source knowledge is that we know we have criminal liars. But it gets more powerful than that. Mika Brzezinski, to her credit, daughter of Zbigniew Brzezinski, one of the most evil modern men that's still alive. One of the most evil living people, in my view. Total globalist. She came out and admitted, look, and so did Scarborough, look, Hillary didn't lose because of fake news. She lost because of her record. And when we were mildly critical of her, we had the Clintons call up and put pressure on our bosses, basically threatening to fire us. I have that clip. I'm going to play it after the break. But you think about that. That's up on Infowars.com. In an article titled, Fake News Isn't What Determined Election, Morning Joe. That's a powerful headline, but it should be Morning Joe host. Clinton put pressure on us to shut us up, or Clinton censored us. I mean, that is huge. That's in all the WikiLeaks. That's in the WikiLeaks, from everything from Comedy Central to MSNBC to CNBC to CNN to CBS. They fired reporters at CBS that exposed Fast and Furious. So here's the big news. A lot of data goes into this, but they are trying to put this out and put out this secret intelligence report to pass around to foreign governments, because when you kill a head of state or you carry out a terror attack on your own soil as a false flag, you generally use foreign intelligence agencies to have total plausible deniability and compartmentalization, or private mercenary groups. And I can tell you, looking at the constellation of data, just like I did 2 months before 9/11, when I said they're going to blow up the World Trade Center, blame it on their asset Bin Laden, and bring in a tyranny and launch a bunch of wars, I can tell you, looking at all the data, that they are going to come out and basically foment ideology and ideas and propaganda to try to get lone nuts to try to kill Trump. And that's all over the news, for everything from Newsweek to Time to the New York Times, the LA Times, to you name it, saying somebody needs to kill Trump, kill Trump. They had one guy go with a gun and try to kill him admittedly, and a lot of other scares. And so understand, our country's under attack by a lot of multinational interests that have their own former military people, their own spooks, their own spies, their own operatives. They're pissed that America's coming back, that they're not going to get to run us in the ground and sell us out anymore. They're upset about the prosperity message. It's the opposite of the globalist message of austerity. They believe they're undefeated. They believe they can take Trump out, and they are really scared right now because, in the words of Fox News host Mr. Williams, we're already seeing what I'm calling, what he's calling, what others are calling, beyond the Trump effect. We're calling it the Trump way. And he's already acting more presidential than Obama. He's already done more in 30-something days as president-elect than Obama did in 8 years, and they're not going to let him get into office if they have their way. They are, I guarantee you, developing the hit teams right now with the weird claim that it was an illegitimate election, there's been a Russian coup to kill Donald Trump. I know they're planning it.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
So we have the WikiLeaks, and it's hundreds of thousands of emails, thousands of them, everything from Comedy Central to CNN to CBS News, being directed by the White House. And now we have Mika Brzezinski coming out last Friday and saying, look, when we would criticize Hillary, she would put pressure on our bosses and they'd basically threaten to fire us. So the pressure's there. We have multinational banks coming in, looting the country, getting rid of our sovereignty. All over the world, people are pulling out of the New World Order, from Russia to the UK to Iceland to Italy. Just said, we don't want to have the EU get rid of what rights we have left and put an EU army inside our country. The EU's saying, oh, you want to pull out? We're going to send the military in. This is so crazy. And instead of backing off, it's all over the news. Oh, we had recounts. Oh, we gained hundreds of thousands of votes. Well, forget that. We've got electors that are saying that they're not going to go for Trump on the 19th. And now Bob Baer and others, super liberal from the CIA, involved in their nastiest stuff, in my view. I mean, he admits it. Torture, you name it. Assassinations, disinfo. This guy, The CIA, that's been ruling our country since 1947, running coups against our nation, is telling the American people, we got some secret data that the Ruskies run this. And Rex Tillerson, why, the head of ExxonMobil, why, he's a Ruski agent because he drilled in Russia. Yeah, and he drilled in hundreds of other countries, too. Is he a Mexican agent? Is he a Venezuelan agent? Is he a Portuguese agent? Is he a Japanese agent? Is he a Scottish agent? He's drilling a bunch off Scotland. This is the level of the globalists who have taken our country over. They're the outsiders. They're telling voters, you didn't vote for Trump. You're under Russian mind control. And I'm telling you, and I've run this up the flagpole to a lot of smart people. They're working for Obama. They'll do what Obama says. And if they're already saying he basically is a Russian agent, then in the continuity of government, COG, that means they're looking at assassinating Donald Trump. I've studied this deeply. It means they'll go to any ends. They're on TV with high-level former CIA people saying we got to have a new election. This is an open attempt to overthrow our election in our country. They're the ones that need to be seriously investigated. And let me tell you something. You saw the Army-Navy game? And we're going to Roger Stone here until about 10 minutes, 15 minutes of the next hour. And he's not doing a lot of interviews right now because he's busy writing his book that we know is going to be a bestseller. But I tell you, this fight isn't over, folks. I've been telling you that day one. We're 39 days out. But here's the clip of Bear. He goes on and on and on. We played the full clip earlier, but here's the shorter part, saying we need to go ahead and have a new election. This is on CNN, and this is all over the newspapers today. Here it is.
The Russians, it looks like to me, did interfere in our elections. We'll never be able to decide whether they changed the outcome. But I tell you, having worked in the CIA, if we had been caught interfering in European elections or Asian elections or anywhere in the world, those countries would call for new elections, and any democracy would. And I don't see it any other way. I mean, the Electoral College before the 19th has got to know whether the Russians had an effect, whether they went to WikiLeaks, whether they hacked email, and whether they affected American opinion.
And they go on to repeat it three or four more times, the full clips on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. But here's what I'm getting at. They're bringing in web censorship. That bill passed the Senate today to set up a new bureau run by the CIA and the State Department to shut people down. They're already censoring us on Reddit, Google Chrome. EU ordered us banned on Monday. By Wednesday, we were being blocked in the Eurozone. It's not even news. The story's up on Infowars.com. Look at DrudgeReport.com. Then we're going to Roger Stone. The Russians did it. Weapons of disinformation. So don't forget what was in the WikiLeaks. The Russians gave the material, which they didn't. It was U.S. intelligence, we now know, mainly. It's a lot of groups. So we've got to give it to Hillary. You know, I'm almost glad they're doing this because it's so arrogant. It's so naked. It's so crazy. I want to play one more short clip, then go to Roger Stone of StoneColdTruth.com, joining us from New York. He's been spending a lot of time at Trump Tower lately, but loose lips sink ships, as they say. With Mika Brzezinski finally telling the truth, here it is.
Listen, all this other stuff. I was concerned the campaign was not understanding that perhaps there was an arrogance they needed to sort of get up their high horse and understand that this isn't over. I'll just say it. NBC got a call from the campaign. Like, I had done something that was journalistically inappropriate or something and needed to be pulled off the air. Mm. I mean, think about that.
Yeah.
That's just... That's shooting the wrong messenger.
But. And they go on to admit Hillary, Joe says, lost the election because of Hillary, not fake news. They're the fake news. They're the WMD liars. They got caught last week saying Trump and his crowd booed John Glenn when they said, oh, John Glenn died. What a hero. And they went, oh, that's now a boo. Or Fox got caught having a Christmas party at Trump Tower. Total lie. Or fake quotes they put out on the web. It's on Infowars.com right now. A new story about it. Fake quotes of Trump saying he hates his constituents. These people aren't going to turn loose. So joining us is Roger Stone. Roger, you know, you've been in the Nixon White House. You've been in a lot of White Houses. I mean, we know the CIA was heavily involved in killing Kennedy. They were probably involved with the whole thing with Reagan. This is a government within a government. To have them openly telling us about legitimate government when their job is overthrowing elected governments, this is very creepy. And I'm telling you, they're getting ready to move against Trump. Thank God he's put in the Trump effect and the Trump way and is already the commander in chief, according to many, and already turning things around. If they kill him, he's going to be a martyr. But I don't think we're being incendiary or fear-mongering here. I mean, this is real.
Yeah, this is the last desperate grasp at power by the establishment who see them losing control. And this entire narrative of the Russians hacking the elections, we still have no proof. Yesterday, the New York Times says with bated breath that that's the case. And Congressman McCall from Texas first reiterates the Times claim. When I checked with his spokesman, he's acting on the basis of a briefing from the CIA. He's seen no proof. No member of the Senate or House intelligence committees on the Republican side. So this is a harangue. Now, the CIA has a decades-long history of lying about everything, whether it is Benghazi or whether it's the Kennedy assassination. So why would we believe them? They are merely taking the Clinton campaign talking points and recycling them yet again as the last pretext to deny Donald Trump the office of president. I don't think this is going to work. I think the effort in the Electoral College, while he may drop a few votes, he will still resoundingly be seated. And this nonsense will be over on January 20th. And then he can launch a real investigation into our intelligence community and see why they're lying about this.
I was about to say, he's played nice and said, let's all be friends. And then they've stabbed him in the back at every front, contesting the election, going after him, lying about him. They've only dug in. So it's not vindictiveness, as I mean, it's not an off-the-record talk. I told him weeks ago, I said, you've got to go after the criminals, sir. They're never going to back off. If they claim there's a deal, they're going to stab you in the back the next day. And look what they're doing.
Well, and as he said today, the claim that the Russians controlled or hacked or affected the election is, I'll use his word, ridiculous. Yesterday, he pointed out that they have lied about weapons of mass destruction. Why would we believe the CIA? Why would we believe the political appointees of Barack Obama?
I was about to say, these are the political leftist known minions of that whole wing of the CIA, and they're admittedly the biggest liars on the earth and serve Obama and Hillary still.
Well, and frankly, the president-elect is focused on forming a government. I think he regards this as so much background noise. Put out a very good statement on it yesterday. Went out to the press today. In the meantime, Alex, I think I can report with some confidence that the candidacy of Mitt Romney for Secretary of State is dead. And I fully expect the president-elect to appoint Rex Tillerson as the next Secretary of State.
And by the way, we're going to come back and really break all this down. But Roger, I love how you say you can report this now. I mean, I guess we can't say when you knew you could really report this.
Well, I really can't without betraying confidences. But I've now had enough conversations with people in a position to know that indicate that is where the president is headed.
And it's safe to say Romney was being played with like a cat and a mouse.
Yeah, I think at the end of the day, torture.
Stay there. I want to come back and talk about this. The globalists' great error is to believe that as they collapse humanity, they end up on top. The truth is, humanity is coming down fast, but we're miles above them on our journey to hell. And it's our hope to reverse that course.
Alex Jones Show.
Because there's a war on for your mind. I'm Alex Jones. We're 39 days out from the inauguration. I told you they'd try to have recounts. They don't care. They got hundreds of thousands more votes for Trump than they just did a few states. I told you. They are in hysteria. Okay? I have a bodyguard now. Okay? Former military, patriot, Blackwater, whole nine yards. I mean, the real deal. And we were on the hike and bike trail this morning and, you know, had a guy come up and get in my face, and a big guy, and say, why are you against world government? It's the right thing. It's the thing to do. You need to support it. And really get in my face, which is shaking. World government. It's the right thing. It's good. It's good. He was like a cult member. He's like a big guy, you know, in good shape. He ran up the big hill passes, then lapped around, came back down. He laughs at me and then turns around in my face. I've had people threaten me, you name it. They've gone into a total mental illness. I'm the liberal. I'm a libertarian. I want low taxes. Live how you want. Do what you want. Leave me alone. I'm not telling you, how to talk and what to do like Hillary and the globalists and Merkel. I don't like Islamists enslaving women, but the left's all allied with them. It's bizarre. And then they're on the news. It's in my local paper. It's in the New York Times. You know, we need a new election. The Russians. Give me a break. The Russians kicked the same globalist oligarchs out of their country, so they're nationalist. They have the same view as the patriots of this country. But all over the world this is happening. And Roger Stone was bringing up the really big issues here. You know, I understand that the POTUS 45 is confident. He's an honorable, tough guy. But I'm telling you, man, they mean business. They know their whole world government's going down. The new renaissance is here if Trump gets in. And next hour, we're going to talk about a two-front war. Because I'm having to deal with not so much my listeners, but some of the other libertarians and patriots and other folks that see who he's appointing and really don't get the full history of what's happening and the fact that Trump's already delivering, but he's getting key people from corporations that are in the power structure but actually agree with him, like Rex Tillerson, who was forced to stop financing the whole anti-global warming movement. He was forced to, quote, tacitly get on board or be removed from Standard Oil's chairmanship, which is ExxonMobil. He took ExxonMobil away from the Rockefellers in 2006. That's coming up next hour. But Roger Stone, I want to give you the floor, my friend. Let's repeat what you said, because that's a bombshell. And I want to use it for a promo, quite frankly, because, I mean, weeks ago I knew about this, obviously, from sources. And then I talked to you about it. You said, yeah, that's pretty dead on, but I wouldn't go there yet. So we've sat back. We've waited. People were all mad about the Romney thing. So go over what Trump was really doing.
Yeah, Alex, in retrospect, I now realize that President-elect Trump was toying with Mitt Romney. Let's not forget that Mitt Romney called him a con man, a fraud, and a phony. That crosses a certain line. It's one thing to oppose Trump's election. That's fair enough. Maybe say, in your view, he's unqualified. But that kind of name-calling is beneath contempt. And Trump is not a guy who forgets. So in retrospect, I now realize that he was diddling the guy. And someone very close to the president-elect told me that Romney's tongue was hanging out, that he kept calling Trump Tower repeatedly. My sources tell me that the president-elect told Mitt Romney that in order to be considered for Secretary of State, he would have to issue a public apology for the names he called Donald Trump, something he declined to do. So instead, he went out and had this presser where he said, well, say anything you want about Donald Trump, he was able to do the one thing I was not able to do, get elected. Nice, but not what was required. So I think the Romney candidacy is dead. I think Tillerson is an excellent choice. Actually, I think his skirmish with the Rockefellers is what first brought him to Trump's attention some time ago. He has that same confidence and that same can-do spirit that Trump has. And I think he'll be totally loyal to the president, which is the most important quality for a Secretary of State.
And let's be clear. I mean, Rex Tillerson started as a on-the-line oil field engineer and moved up to the head of what some years is the biggest corporation in the world, number five right now. Reportedly, he is the most magnetic salesman anybody's seen and has gotten Exxon into countries and Mobil into countries nobody else can. That's how he went right to the top, is because he's such an incredible diplomat and negotiator. Oil companies have to be able to do things nobody else can do. This shows pure genius, in my view, by Trump.
Well, and the most of the criticism I've seen today is, well, he doesn't know anything about foreign policy. Well, Alex, the people who have been running our foreign policy for 30 years know all about it. They're trained for it. How are they doing?
Horribly.
Not too well. So there's no secret here. Jim Baker, regardless of whether you agree with his positions, he was a lawyer in Houston with no particular expertise in foreign policy. Yet I think he was an effective Secretary of State for the policies of the Bush
administration. Well, he was devastating. I mean, everything went his way.
So, look, this is a question of putting in a strong, capable man who has a direct line to the president. Doesn't have to go through the national security.
And Trump's not stupid. He knows the best salesman in the world, other than maybe him, and it's a well-known thing in the corporate world, are, for whatever reason, Texans. They head up more corporations. It's just people love Texans.
Well, I think this is a very shrewd choice. In fact, I think all of his choices thus far have been shrewd choices. You know, there's some other people that I might have put in some of these slots, but I'm not going to second guess the president-elect. I think he's doing great so far.
Because the proof's in the pudding. Let's talk about what he's done. Let's talk about what he's done so far.
Well, he is, first of all, the Mexicans and the Canadians are both ready to renegotiate NAFTA. That's not bad right there. He's not even in power yet, and they're ready to sit at the table and cut a new deal, which is, I think, one of the centerpieces of his strategy. By putting Steve Mnuchin and now Gary Cohn in charge of economic policy, I think you're going to see the Trump economic proposal that he put out during the campaign actually enacted. How rare a politician, or in this case, an elected official, who actually does what they say they're going to do. I know Larry Kudlow was over at Trump Tower the other day for a private conference. I think that's great news because Kudlow is a real advocate for economic growth and for cutting the corporate tax rate, which may be the single most important thing Trump can do to move this economy forward.
Well, I mean, Trump is assembling a dream team. Already $10 billion in steel jobs confirmed coming back. $50 billion at least in the first year of super high-tech jobs from SoftBank and Mr. Sun, who just loves Trump. Continuing, 85% of the 1,400 jobs lost coming back to Carrier. Now, multiple Ford plants. The head of Ford says he'll bring them all back if they simply make the corporate income tax the global average. I mean, this is incredible. The stock market's added $1 trillion in 1 month.
Plus his public objection to the multi-multi-billion-dollar price of the new Air Force One, which will not even be ready in time for him to use. He'll never fly in it. But he looked at the price tag and said, this is too much. Now Boeing executives are going to work with him to try to get the price down. We're actually going to get economy in government for the first time in my lifetime, probably from the first time since Calvin Coolidge was president.
It's unbelievable. I want to come back in the next two segments with you, Roger. And before you leave, talk about your amazing book, because I've had a few first looks at some of the chapters. Incredible. Talk about Inside. And I don't know if you can get into details, but you've gotten tacit approval from somebody pretty high up to be able to do this. But this is pretty amazing, the access and everything. Because you play down, you know, your role. But, I mean, the truth is you've been very, very central as let's just say, as one of the top brains up there.
Well, look, all credit goes to Donald Trump. At the end of the day, I'm going to show you in this book how it is his intelligence, his instincts, his courage, and his guile that got him elected. In many ways, he got elected despite his campaign. He left the campaign behind.
That's right.
He had a guerrilla grassroots campaign. It was great. But when you come right down to it, it was Trump, the communicator, who beat Hillary Clinton.
That's right. And you know, here's my frustration on the two-front war. And I'm going to have David Knight in here to debate this tomorrow. He's back from vacation, I'm not sure. I love David. Super smart guy. Totally honorable. I love having a co-host like that is as smart as I am or smarter when it comes to factoids. He was tweeting last night. Oh, Rex Tillerson was for a carbon tax. You know, he was for the whole treaty over in Paris last year. They almost removed him because he was the guy behind fighting it. And then he had to hold on. And now Trump says it's a bunch of bull. And you watch. I will punch myself in the nose on air. I'm being sarcastic, but if Tillerson doesn't come out against carbon taxes, that's who he is. So I get David saying, hey, he was good, now he's bad. Just watch, because I'm seeing Trump already with his appointments just use them to carry out his will. So we're going to come back in 70 seconds to talk to Roger Stone about that. His book is already in pre-sale. We'll tell you about that when we come back. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com. They're censoring the site big time, so spread that link, folks.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I got a lot of information I want to cover here and a ton of news coming up. I'll also open the phones up after Roger leaves us in about 20 minutes. Roger Stone of StoneColdTruth.com. His book, we'll give you the title in a moment, is already available for pre-sale. It's important to send this book to number one political book, because then it'll go to number one, and then it will have a huge effect educating people about what really happened in the campaign, because then it'll be a blueprint to winning future campaigns. And a lot of this ties into what Bannon's been talking about, this blueprint to make America so wealthy again, the blue-collar folks, that we break the back of the leftist trying to make people dependent and domesticated, because that's in the WikiLeaks, that they want us domesticated, as if we didn't already know it. That's what's so incredible. Everything we've talked about for 20 years, because we have their own source documents before, is confirmed in WikiLeaks. It's not a Russian phenomenon. These are the crimes of this ruling elite. But I got to go back in this brief segment and then get into other issues with you, Roger Stone, and let you lead these next two segments. I mean, getting into more of this, just in 2 minutes, what really happened with Romney? I mean, how much can you tell people?
Well, in retrospect, it's very clear that Donald Trump was interviewing Mitt Romney for Secretary of State in order to torture him, to toy with him. And given the history, that's completely understandable. Mitt Romney crossed the line. He didn't just oppose Trump, which is his democratic right. He called him a phony and a fraud and a con man. And that's not the kind of man you want as Secretary of State.
And Trump gave him a ton of money, supported him in the campaign, and he acted like he was Trump's friend for many, many years. And from what I've read, I've seen the chemistry, Trump genuinely liked him, so that made it worse.
Well, you know, Trump correctly said he was a choker. And at the key moment in the campaign against Barack Obama, he choked. Donald Trump is not a choker. In fact, he's a scratch golfer. So in this particular case, Trump did what Romney couldn't. It has always kind of tickled me. Romney struggled to carry Ohio, and they poured millions and millions.
And didn't get Pennsylvania.
Trump carried Ohio easily, despite the opposition of the Kasich Republican machine. It was never in doubt. He pulled out to a lead in Ohio, and he never lost it. It was the one state we had in the bank. Pennsylvania, which was outside Romney's grasp, was won by Trump because of Trump's unique appeal to working-class Democrats in the western part of the state, something a country clubber like Romney could never match.
Well, I've been around the country, so have you. He is a rock star with most Hispanics I've talked to, tons of black folks, record numbers. The whites that put Obama in who aren't racist voted for him. The media trying to claim that this was a white lash just shows why they lost this to begin with. And despite all their fraud, all their election chicanery, they still lost, and they're hopping mad.
Well, and the fact that the African-American vote was down overall and down in the key states where it was crucial to Hillary Clinton, that is a non-Clinton vote in a way. While it may not be a vote for Donald Trump, it's a vote against Hillary Clinton. And I think it may have been determinative in Wisconsin, in Michigan, and in Pennsylvania.
All right. We got one more segment with you. I've been asking the questions. When we come back, what's front and center for Roger Stone?
Let's talk about fake news.
Boy, I'm glad. Well, we got a minute here. They have, I mean, you said hit back. I am hitting back. I talked to you a few days ago. They're taking quotes where I'm talking about Hillary's behind the rebels. So she's back people that cut up children and murder children. They edit the clip together, and then they put it out as a newspaper headline. And then they take the quote out on NPR and everywhere else and read it. And the Washington Times as if I'm talking about Pizzagate. And I mean, this is incredible.
Well, again, a reporter in the Washington Post quotes some guy who was furious because he said his children who were at this pizza place were endangered when a man showed up with a gun, and that he holds Roger Stone personally responsible. Alex, I have never discussed Pizzagate. Never. Go to my personal Twitter feed. You won't find it.
And it's not that we're running from it. We covered the Podesta emails and all the weird stuff. It's that the media just took it, diverted off onto it, and then just says, That's what we cover, that's what we do, and then calls for censoring us, and they just passed the legislation, folks, to start the censoring domestically with the State Department and CIA. That's breaking straight ahead. It's on InfoWars.com. I'm Alex Jones. Roger Stone's our guest, StoneColdTruth.com. Stay with us.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Toll-free number to join us is 877-789-ALEX. That's the weekend number, different than the weekday show number. 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. We're going to turn the phone system on. Our record is 24,000 calls in 3 hours on a weekday show. We did our own phone system. It's computerized. Think about that number of calls. Other shows have to beg for calls. Our problem is like just so many come in. The show is just gigantic. We're so blessed. Thank you for joining us. I'll be back tomorrow, Lord willing, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central. Coming up after Roger Stone leaves us in the segment, I'm going to play a clip of Obama at the Army-Navy game with no one even noticing him. And then Trump there yesterday was a rock star. And I want to warn Robert Baer and the people in the CIA that are basically putting out this rogue message that the Russians ran this election. You know that's a load of bull. Nobody's buying it. And if you think the military and police and others and the American people are going to put up with your chutzpah and your arrogance and your bravado and your delusional garbage, that you're going to be able to pull something and kick Trump out of office, you're crazy. This hit in 1963. So in the words of that famous movie, but life imitates art, feel your hand. I mean, you people are out of your minds. Roger Stone, you wanted to get into fake news. Senate quietly passes the Countering Disinformation and Propaganda Act, $170 million just to begin. They got another bill that's passed the House as well. This talks about the CIA and others interfacing with local media and even planning disinformation to counter us. I think we're already seeing that, Roger.
Yeah, the president needs to veto this legislation if it gets to his desk. But, you know, so a point you made some months ago, Alex, and that is throughout this entire campaign, they have accused us repeatedly of doing exactly what they are doing. There is fake news. It's a real problem. CNN, for example, now bears fake news. CBS, ABC, The New York Times, there's fake news. Fake news in those cases gets all the way to the front page, to the top of the news. Like this entire Russian hacking the election meme, for which there is still no proof whatsoever. The government says it happened. They say it happened. Why would anybody believe the Central Intelligence Agency? Why would anybody believe Harry Reid? These people are habitual, pathological liars. So there is a fake news problem in the country, but you won't find it at InfoWars or Breitbart or the Daily Caller or a dozen other fine news outlets who bring you the truth every week.
Glenn Greenwald got new WikiLeaks documents, and of course, it's the Hillary people feeding direct fake news to MSNBC, more than 30 stories that they took whole cloth, knew were fake, and ran. They got this other reporter says, I'm a hack, tell me stuff, I'll lie. He goes on MSNBC last week and says, censor us, and by the way, we're named, you're named. They're even saying censor Trump off Twitter. They're that bold. In the Washington Post, they say, he's a bully, take the president's Twitter away. These people are, I think, disconnected from reality, Roger.
Well, liberals love free speech as long as it's theirs. I mean, according again to the New York Times story, they say people with close associations with the Russians hacked information and gave it to WikiLeaks, and WikiLeaks released it. That's a lie. That's not true. But New York Times, name those people. Give us their names. Who are the people you refer to? I submit you don't have the names.
Sure.
Because they don't exist.
Well, that's right. And look, I've had to, over the years, do journalist training. When I first got in talk radio, once a month, we had to do a lawyer seminar about, you know, things, obviously. And so I learned the basics. And I took some RTF, didn't learn much there in community college. But the point is, under federal statute, but also most states, it's 14 days to retract. So I've noticed what the Washington Post did was about 17 days ago, they put out an article that, oh, total proof, the election was run by the Russians, bots pushed InfoWars and Drudge and all this, you know, and then 14 days later to the date, they retract and say we had no proof, it was a mistake, but no one's reading it then. And now I'm seeing more and more where they retract. Like at 7 o'clock at night, CNN says Donald Trump booed John Glenn. And then at midnight, they say, oh, that was a mistake. So, I mean, they're doing this on purpose to cover their butts.
Meanwhile, we're squandering taxpayers' money in Wisconsin, in Michigan, in Pennsylvania, where their entire claim is based on two things. One, these voting machines can be easily hacked. Well, when I said that before the election, God, the heavens opened up and all hell broke loose. And secondarily, the polls didn't show this outcome. Therefore, the outcome must be wrong. Isn't it kind of obvious it's the polls that were wrong? So the Wisconsin recount has proved nothing. Zero.
Well, now, sir, they're saying that Merkel is saying she's lost the last three parliamentary elections, and so she's about to lose the chancellorship. They're now saying it's the Russians.
Yeah, look, people who are understand the technology, first of all, tell me the Russians aren't even this adept, that they're not in the league, say, of the Chinese when it comes to their hacking ability. Also, don't think they have a complete understanding of American politics.
Everybody's pissed off in the world. That's why people are pulling out of globalism.
Well, and Putin was smart enough to know that Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama were hurtling this country towards war in Syria. We've averted nuclear war with the outcome of this election. I'm convinced of it, because they would have instituted a no-fly zone, and that is an open invitation for World War III.
Look, I know Megyn Kelly likes you. Before you were shadow banned at Fox, she had you on all the time, but she's now blaming Trump for Americans not trusting her. What advice would you have for Megyn Kelly?
Well, first of all, stop lying about Roger Ailes, because all of that, everything she has said about Ailes is a lie, a bald-faced lie, and she has changed her testimony over time. You know, Roger Ailes was lynched, Alex. This was a lynching, and I've known him 40 years. This is not the man I know. I think the charges against him are false. Let's see what happens when he gets his money from Fox and he's free to re-enter the marketplace.
All right, I'm going to put this book up on screen because I know it's going to be powerful. You've already been a New York Times bestselling author on the Kennedy assassination, other issues. But I'll tell you, you've been, you know, worked for three administrations. You've been in nine campaigns. The Making of the President 2016, How Donald Trump Orchestrated a Revolution. I don't have a stake in this. I don't own part of the book. I am ordering 10,000 of them because I believe this is going to be a bestseller. The cover is beautiful. You're writing it day and night right now. You're only getting 4 hours sleep. I know the book's getting close to being done. You'll have it out on or right after inauguration. Tell people how they pre-order the book, because you don't just order a book that's powerful and gives you the inside scoop. There's some stuff you can't even say on air, because I don't want to be a modest guy. Plus, you want to keep the pipeline going. Boy, I tell you, amazing. Everything Roger's told me has come true. It's amazing intel. I tell you, the mainstream media, if they had any idea, well, I guess they do, would be really jealous. How do people order the book? I mean, obviously, we're going to order it this week. We'll have it pre-ordered at InfoWars.com or InfoWarsStore.com. I don't care where they get it, but I'm going to tell you, when it actually comes out, I want people to order a second copy at Amazon.com to push it to number one political, because then it'll cascade to number one.
Thank you, Alex. I appreciate this. The Making of the President 2016 is both a look at the larger trends in the country that allowed the election of Donald Trump, as well as an examination of his strategy and how he implemented it. And then we got a lot of down and dirty vignettes about the various people in this campaign. I told the president-elect about the book last week. He's cooperating. He's glad to hear about it. But I think if you really want an insider's view of how this all happened, this is going to be the book. Now, it's not entirely written. It's about three quarters done. I got a lot of footnoting to do tonight, but this is going to be the best thing I've written, in my opinion, and I think it'll be the definitive account of this campaign. Now, there are some people who aren't going to like this book. I don't want to name any names. Ted Cruz. I don't want to talk about who's not going to like it. Hillary Clinton.
Mitt Romney.
Mitt Romney. And I hope to take us right up to the transition. So it's not just the election and the outcome of the election, but it's also what has transpired since the election.
That's right. All the historic stuff that's happening. This is just so amazing, happening in real time. Roger Stone, the book is already on pre-sale, correct?
Yes, you can go to Amazon.com. You can go to BarnesandNoble.com. You can go to RogerStone.com and order it right now.
Sure, and I don't usually like to give money to Amazon, but I've done it before with a documentary. One of mine, sent it to number one, then that makes it just absolutely explode. Roger, we'll talk to you soon. Get back to writing. We'll be back, folks. Stay with us with some key clips from the Army-Navy game and Trump.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, your calls are coming up in the next segment. I run out of ways to describe this, but surreal's the best word. To be attacked in, let's not exaggerate, 50, 60, 70 newspapers a day on average now that I know of. Some days it's hundreds. Some days I get Google alerts and it will be thousands of articles with my name in it or InfoWars in it or those combinations. And you go read it and, you know, a couple of years ago they'd say some stuff that wasn't true or twist some things. Now they'll just say complete lies. or they'll completely twist what I've said or done. And a lot of people hear that and they go, well, I better not speak out. They'll come after me. I'm the poster child of what they want to bring down. So the truth is, they just want you to see me getting attacked and want to intimidate you from speaking out. That's all this is. It's why they're encouraging Trump supporters getting beat up, your houses getting burnt down. It's why, I don't know if this is popularly known. That's the problem at this level. I got to be careful about what I say. But Trump's wife can't even get one of the famous gown makers to make her gown. It's on Drudge today that his kids are getting harassed all over Manhattan. I have people, used to have somebody once a month come up to me at a table or walking down the street and get in my face. It's every day now. And I mean aggressive. And they're just holier than thou, like brown shirts running around, you know, knocking out shop windows of people they disagreed with in Germany. I mean, they are crazed. They're ignorant. But they just feel good because the mainstream media is their god. And we've got the EU, all of it, naming us, saying shut us down, and the censorship starting. So here's the deal. I've seen some fools, other websites, go, good, shut Alex Jones down. You know, like they're jealous of it. Do you understand that if they can shut us down, they can shut you down? But where's your sense of decency? I'm not going to get shut down. I'll be one of the last people standing. They shut off little people first. That's how the censorship on Facebook and Google's always worked. They're just selling the idea with household names like Drudge and Breitbart and InfoWars. And they're naming us. You understand how dangerous that is? They're passing laws like they did today, countering disinformation and propaganda. How is it disinformation to point out CNN's a bunch of liars and got caught in WikiLeaks or lied about WMDs? We're going to take your phone calls in the next segment. But, you know, Megyn Kelly and people say they're hated now because of Donald Trump. You viciously attacked. You lied about people. You went after people. And then when somebody hits back, you freak out. It's like the head of that union. After Trump only got 1,080-something of the 1,400 jobs back, the union couldn't do it. Obama didn't even try. They bitched at him. And Trump said, what is your problem? No wonder you lost all the jobs, griping at me for keeping 80-plus percent. And they had the Washington Post saying, Trump's going to get people killed. That's right. When they punch you, you just talk back to them. You're going to get people killed. Alex Jones talking about the Podesta emails. He's going to get people killed. Well, they're the ones in Newsweek and Time, the New York Times and LA Times saying, kill Donald Trump. You watch tomorrow, it'll be conspiracy theorist Jones claims just because the former CIA people say have a new election on CNN that they're going to try to kill Trump. Of course they're trying that. They're hyping the atmosphere, the climate to do it. But before I go any further, I'm not like other talk show hosts. I don't plug every segment products and things because it's unlistenable. I don't do that. But everybody knows in talk radio where the real support comes from is during the broadcast, not just the ads that you hear. And most of those are the network ads. We're funded by you supporting us. But know that we can beat the censors, too. I just want to reach people. If you spread our podcast links to InfoWars.com/show, the free iPhone and Android apps, if you spread the word, and maybe you're a programmer, write your own app. InfoWars and PrisonPlanet.com are open source. We retain the copyright of our information, but build third-party sites. Build third-party apps. So there's so many of our apps, they can't kick us all off these platforms. Support us. Spread the words. If you see a video, a report we've done, share it aggressively. Don't just share one or two a day, share 50 a day, and you will crush the globalists. They're scared, folks, and they're putting in algorithms on YouTube, Facebook, you name it, to restrict us right now. I already see it happening, but we're going to overcome that. HUMAT, human intelligence, will do it, but also financially support us. That's the second most important thing. Prayer is number one. Financially supporting us is key, and with that's also spreading the word. All new Brain Force has arrived at InfoWarsStore.com, an amazing nootropic with natural, healthy things that aren't speed, but naturally get your brain operating. All these compounds are in the brain itself. 20% more capsules per bottle, a new supercharged ingredient, black pepper extract, a higher concentration formula, maximum potency, all for the same low price. The 360 win. Check out the nootropic at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWarsStore.com, again, is the main site. It's like the big shopping center mall, and then one of the stores is InfoWarsLife.com. We want to go to all of it. I mean, there's just the books, the films, the Patriot apparel, the Hillary for President 2017 Deport George Soros t-shirt. We also have something we've done every year in the last 15, 16 years. We've had PrisonPlanet.tv that we're about to upgrade and add even more to. We get the nightly news, archive of the show, commercial-free, a lot of exclusive stuff. But bottom line, you're funding our own platform to pay for bandwidth to be able to then give the daily show out at InfoWars.com/show to everybody. You're donating, really, to get higher quality, first use, but to help finance everything else for people that aren't awake yet. And the free streams at InfoWars.com/show. So I want to thank you all who are PrisonPlanet.tv members. That's why we're offering the biggest discount ever, because it's like a singularity. As bandwidth prices go down, it gets cheaper and cheaper. As a thank you to listeners and those who support the operation, we're launching an unprecedented 2016 PrisonPlanet.tv special. When you subscribe today for unlimited access to all the exclusive films and shows at PrisonPlanet.tv, we're giving you 56% off the usual subscription cost. That amounts to 7 cents a day, or 8 months entirely free. We usually do 6 months free around Christmas and New Year's. The best part is you can have opened up every PrisonPlanet.tv account to be shared with 20 people. You create a username and passcode that's original, that's only the site. Don't have it your regular username and passcode. And then share it with friends and family. So you can get all your Christmas shopping done and in an e-card say, hey, here's your membership to get all Alex Jones's films in HD, the Nightly News Live, and so much more. So for 8 cents a day, you can have 20 people, or say one for yourself, and then 19 people you can give this gift to. That means you're getting unlimited access for 20 people and support on the tip of the spear, the fight for liberty. Take advantage of this unprecedented special at PrisonPlanet.tv and get 50% off, 56% off today. That's PrisonPlanet.tv. It's running into the new year. PrisonPlanet.tv. I want to thank you all. It takes about 60 seconds to sign up. Also, got a lot of revolutionary, super high-quality outdoor survival gear, thermal tents, sleeping bags of very highest quality out there at the lowest prices. And we're extending this tonight only. I'm told to stop this tonight because it's about to sell out. We have to hold some back for folks that are on auto ship who get an additional 10% off. All orders $50 or more are free shipping. But DNA Force, our flagship product with BioPQQ, CoQ10, the ultimate antioxidant energizer, lifts my brain fog. Just try it to believe it. It's amazing. And bottom line, you're supporting the broadcast. 25% off, and that's selling out right now. So that's going to have to end tonight. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. I'm going to play those clips I mentioned, then go right to your calls straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones. I want to thank you all for your support. You are the InfoWar.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're going to your phone calls after this clip, but I want to just reach out to listeners here in the U.S., but all over the world, and just make a statement. You realize you are changing the world. Whether it's Nigel Farage or folks I talk to in Japan or people I talk to in Russia, or people I talk to in Iceland or people I talk to in Brazil, everywhere they say InfoWars in the last 15, 20 years, but it got big the last 15. There was no media there about what was happening, and people began listening. Nigel Farage had said that on air. They got the Brexit to pass. Now the EU's ignoring it. Well, I told you that would happen. Now it'll become more apparent as dictatorial. They're going to lose once you force a dictatorship out in the open. And they said, no, it's the info war. Farage had more than half the people. He said it on air. Half the people that he knocked on doors back when UKIP wasn't growing for over a decade, 25 years ago, about 10 years in, he started knocking on doors, and all of a sudden, InfoWars was so hot. There was a time, we're not as big as we were in the UK as we used to be. We're like number 27 in the UK for a while, but they started censoring and blocking us and things. We're like 86, according to Quantcast here in the US. That's just, you know, Drudge is like number 3. I mean, that's out of hundreds of millions of websites. And again, I'm not bragging. I want you to know this message is dominant. This message is popular because of you. I mean, it makes the globalists so mad that I talk to the president of the United States, and I'm not going to get into it. Or that he's bringing people in that may not have perfect records, but behind the scenes, they've pledged allegiance to the flag and restoring the republic. And you see the delivery already before he even gets into office. He's already the commander-in-chief. It's the Trump way. But the CIA was set up by British intelligence, not the British people, but the British Empire corporate structure. That's admitted. Out of the Pratt Street CFR, out of the OSS, and it's really a foreign group. And now it's trying to overthrow this country. It's done it before. It's killed presidents before. And now it's saying we can't have Trump. Well, you're not doing this to a flat-footed citizenry that trusts everything anymore. With, you know, three networks and a... No. So just crawl back in your hole. But I want to say this, then I'm going to the clip of your calls. Trump, I just go with my gut. I intellectually analyze things. I'm very cold about it. But then I go with my gut as the final analysis. And I, you know, whenever I talk to Trump, you know what I tell him? Sir, just please cut the taxes and bring back the jobs and absolutely empower the minorities. He goes, I am with jobs, so they're not dependent. And you know Hillary and the globalists aren't going to stop. Soros isn't going to stop. You got to go on the offense, or they're going to come after you and your family. And I'm not going to say what he says back to me, but he has tried to just take the high road and hope they'd scurry off. They're not. They're a bunch of entitled people that have been installed in power that are so arrogant they think Hillary can be falling down with convulsions on TV, and the news is so controlled they wouldn't even show it the first 3 days and say, it's fake news. She didn't fall down. She stumbled. They just show her doing this and not falling over. There's a bunch of dirt bags. I'm not looking for a fight with these people either, but they're not going to give us quarter. They've got to be dug out of their rat holes. They've got to be prosecuted. They're all a bunch of crooks. The Clintons, they're operatives, all of them. The dirt bags that are foundation controlled inside the CIA and all these other agencies, these are a bunch of arrogant pieces of trash that hate America. They've got to be dug out. They've all got mommy issues and wee-wee issues and all sorts of weird control freak crap. They don't want to turn America loose. Let us be who we are in our destiny. They want to mount our head on the wall. Well, Bob Bear, you're not going to get away with it. You understand? I've already won. My spirit's stronger than your rat spirit. You can't defeat me. You understand? Nothing can. It's liberty. And no one else out there that steps up and decides to fight tyranny can be defeated. You can defeat this body, but not these ideas. So you go ahead and sit there and issue your threats. Let's go ahead and take, I'm going to play this clip and we'll take the phone calls. This is Army Navy. This is Obama. It's very powerful if you're a TV or radio listeners. It's Obama with no support at every Army Navy game. And then it's Trump, a rock star. You go ahead and try to kill a rock star. Here it is. Look at him. God, what a slime bag. The dishonorable filth. Got something to prove. Wants to bring down better men. Double black unemployment, keep them in their place, is what he thinks. What a slime bag. No one even cares Obama's there. Trump, Army Navy game, 2016. How are you going to handle that, Robert Bear? What are you going to do about that? They want to mount better men's heads on the wall. They're not. The days of pissing on America are coming to an end. Or you're going to have to fight.
Scoreboard shot. We showed it to you live. President-elect Donald Trump.
It just goes on and on and on and on and on. We just have to stop it there in the interest of time. Let's go to your phone calls. Greg and Joe and Paris and Marcus and Cash and Andrew and Chuck and Sean and Chris. I want to get to all these callers, at least those. Greg in New Jersey, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, hi, Alex. How you doing? Hey, you know, after analyzing all this material regarding the fake news, I got to share something. First of all, I've been listening to you for well over 10 years. And if anything I learned when I was in the military as a journalist and broadcaster, you got to check your facts. And so an important part of my job is presenting the four stars and analysis of the information that our offices provide to the news media. Sometimes they got it right, but sometimes they got it wrong, and they corrected themselves when we pointed it out. But man, we checked the facts. And after listening through all these years, I check your facts, and I'm going to say like 99% of the time you're right on the money. You got to write, you know, sometimes an explosive headline to get somebody's attention, because from most part, people are asleep.
Well, sir, is it not explosive that they got really dirty CIA people that are known for overthrowing governments saying, let's have a new election? You know, Trump's illegitimate. I mean, this is CNN saying, remove the president.
Alex, I have never in my life, and I'm not that old, but I'm not that young, so I remember Bobby Kennedy getting shot, okay? Let's just put it like that. So that's my earliest political
And we know there were up to 9 CIA operatives photographed in that ballroom.
You bet your bippy. And so what I'm trying to say is that I have never seen such weaponized media in my life. And you can see the little nuances, the play on words. They can be as subtle as, you know, as throwing in a quip, you know, mocking somebody or questioning how they look, to flat out lies. And you know that as well as I. So the point is that, man, I got, you know, for folks who are just listening the first time, check the facts. Read what's written on InfoWars, listen to what's said, and then check the facts, and you're going to find out, whether you like it or not, that you guys are on the money. So
let me ask you this question to get to your other point, because you're a great caller making these good points. Look, Michael Moore hangs out with the top globalists. I know that from Hollywood folks. He hangs out with the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, the Steven Spielbergs, you know, that's why he said, look, watch, Trump's going to win, because he knew he was 15, 20 points ahead in internal polls. That's why Hillary and the media was panicking. They weren't arrogant. They were acting. And Mika knew about the internal. She's like, why are you so arrogant? You're behind. And they had, you know, her get in trouble. Because Mika, they did know she was behind. They were going to steal it, but they couldn't because it was such a big win. When he comes out last week, I played the clip and goes, you watch, don't just think, I said he's going to win, but he's not getting in. Something's going to happen. And he starts smiling. And I add that to 1,000 other points I've got and history in my analysis. My facts. I told people on Friday, watch, they're going to start calling for a new election. And I even told crew, watch, it'll be Robert Baer, because I know the usual players. And boom, they did it today. I mean, it's now happening. Look, they are very pleased suddenly. They have made some evil decision.
Well, I tell you what, and see, that's right off the bat. For somebody with Michael Moore's stature and the connections that he has and the people that he has access to, I would call him the antithesis of you. He's like the anti-Alex Jones. And if he is smiling and laughing and saying something's going to happen, that would prompt me, if I was the Attorney General of the United States, the head of the Secret Service, to pay a little visit to Mr. Moore and find out just what is going on here. Anything, and then also...
And I agree, and if something happens to Trump, all these people need to know.
You bet. And not only that, him calling for an open march to disobey the laws and go to D.C. and stop the inauguration.
He's calling for insurrection. That's illegal. I guarantee you, if I call for shutting down a legal event, that's insurrection. That's trying to foam. It's racketeering.
You would be SWAT team faster than you could say hello.
Yeah, within one day, I'd be SWAT team.
Yep, I agree.
We'll be back, and I should be SWAT teamed. Again, you're like, what are you, from police state? No, the police and the system is there to protect our country and our rule of law, and they are abusing it up and down the street because they're foreign enemies, folks. We'll be back.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Boy, that Navy specialist was a great caller, wasn't he? Let's go to Andrew. Let's go to Andrew in Pennsylvania. Andrew, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah. Alex, I want to get your opinion on a couple of inauspicious things that a couple people said about Donald Trump. After the election, David Icke said a lot of people that support Trump are under the impression that he's not an insider. And Icke said, I seriously doubt Trump's not an insider. And a 32nd degree Freemason, whose name I'm not willing to divulge, but I did speak to, said Trump's father did have ties to the Freemasons. Not that Freemasons are bad or anything, but it kind of makes you ask some questions and raise some eyebrows about this whole thing. So any comments on that?
Sure, I appreciate your call. I'm going to race through calls now, and then I'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m., and I'm going to take a lot of calls this week coming up. These are great questions. I mean, you can find Donald Trump at a race car race, you know, doing the devil sign, joking or whatever. You can see whatever. I don't know about his dad and Masons. I mean, I had a lot of great-grandparents and people that were Masons, and they were good people. Have the Masons been taken over in some cases? Did George Washington write about that? Did the Illuminati try to take it over? Absolutely. But, I mean, what matters is you judge a tree by its fruits, and the globalists are really upset at him. This is real. They want us poor and controlled. And, you know, folks think that I'm using NLP or something. I've never taken any voice lessons or any speaking lessons. I took a few courses in community college and it was just worthless. So that's why I'm getting out of college, you know, 25 years ago or whatever it was, and started my own local radio show and was successful. So I have no formal training in speech or anything. I'm speaking from the heart. All that NLP and stuff, because I have looked at it since people accused me of using it, is just basically taking normal ways people talk that's effective and then falsely packaging it. But I'm going to sit back and watch what Trump does. I don't think Trump's perfect, but Trump isn't out to create austerity. He's a different type of guy. That's why he doesn't fit into the New World Order model. Now, we'll see what he does. But they're trying to keep him from getting in office for a reason. And all over the world, there's rebellion against globalism. David Icke, because he put that on the call deal, talking about David Icke having questions. David predicted there'd be a huge uprising against globalism in 2016, 15 years ago. I don't know how he did it. And it's happening everywhere. Nigel Farage isn't perfect. David Icke's not perfect. I'm not perfect. But this is happening. So Trump is riding a wave of awakening, whether he's perfect or not. That's happening. So, again, the globals are trying to stop him from getting in, folks, for a reason. So, no, I trust Donald Trump. He's the real deal. We'll see what happens. Let's talk to Paris in Ohio. You're on the air, Paris.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for the product. Dittos, all that. Yeah, I'm just calling because, like a lot of people, I think I have a lot of friends in this country that respect and are intelligent, but when they look at Donald Trump, they don't see the idea that he represents. All they see is that he's a successful businessman, and through jealousy or envy or whatever, they lump him in with the same group of international bankers, et cetera, that have been giving it to us high and hard for 50 or 60 years. And my thing is, like, how do we get through to these people to let them understand that, you know, even if you're not crazy about the man himself, the idea that he represents is a return to prosperity and a solution to all these problems that have caused all the hardships for our fellow Americans.
Well, Paris, I just took a note of your call because I'm going to take this clip and tomorrow I'm going to shoot a special report around it and put it on the front. And probably spend 10 minutes breaking this down, because what you just hit is the heart of everything. I talked about this last night in a special report I did, where people go, he's rich, he must be bad. And I'm like, wealth from someone that made their money is good if they created things. If they're central banks and did it through swindling and manipulation, then it's bad. And it's the big ultra-rich that are pushing all the class envy to get rid of the middle class, their hereditary enemy. So, people are very, very jealous of a guy with a good-looking wife and a guy that's successful, and they think the fix must be in again. He must be bad, or it must be a big conspiracy. See, people go with these nebulous conspiracy theories they can't prove instead of the real conspiracies that are documented and coming out in the WikiLeaks and more. Absolutely. I mean, you got to reach out to him and explain. No, he doesn't want to cut corporate income tax because he wants more money. He understands it'll bring the money back to America because we have the highest of any major nation. Do you understand? That's why there aren't the jobs. And a lot of times they just have grown up in such a wealthy country, they're spoiled brats, and they kind of think mainstream TV is their friend. So if they spout what they heard, they must be intellectual. I appreciate your call. It's a great question. I'm going to elaborate on that in a longer video I'm going to shoot tomorrow because it's so important. Let's go ahead and talk to Joe in Florida. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. I was in the movie theater last night, and once they dimmed the lights and got everyone's attention, they ran two back-to-back commercials for MSNBC showing their popular anchors with slogans like, "When the going gets tough, come to us. We are the professionals." And the best one, "We're the ones you can trust."
Yeah,
I've seen 20 movies in theaters this year. I'm a big movie goer. First time I've ever seen anything like this. Years. I've never seen an ad like this before in a movie theater.
Yeah, that's because it's not an ad. And I actually already saw an article in, Variety, I think, a few days ago. I meant to cover that. The government is working with the big production houses. The communist Chinese are buying the major six as we speak in the process to put propaganda in the ads and to just redouble their domestic propaganda that Congress passed a law 3 years ago. They can engage in lying. Today they passed a law giving them hundreds of millions of dollars to do it. And so they're writing the scripts, the information, to now just brainwash you and make you watch their channel even though you won't watch it on cable and know they're liars. It's called force feeding. And so they've also announced that they're going to force feed kids in school, CNN and MSNBC, as young as 6 years old. Oh my gosh, our brainwashing didn't work. We've got to intensify it 50 times. So that's basically what's being announced. And all you do is basically let that theater chain know I'm not coming to you anymore because you're running those. But this is an act of desperation. The mainstream media has died. This is defibrillators on it trying to get it back up.
Yeah, I mean, they're showing Rachel Maddow's face and they're saying we're the ones you can trust as if she's, you know, right down the middle.
Well, I mean, look, Rachel Maddow is an abomination, and so are all these people. Mika Brzezinski admits now they were censored for being just critical mildly of Hillary, trying to support her, that she was really behind. Because they had the real pulse and to stop being arrogant. Thank you, Joe. This is the aid. They're going to try to shut us down and force feed you. I mean, you want to live in an authoritarian? And what's crazy is they're acting like Trump's never going to get in. They're just passing the laws, doing it all, as if he's not going to come in. And the question is, will he reverse it? This is you're living in an action invention. We're all living in an action adventure movie right now. I mean, this is so exciting. Let's go ahead and talk to Marcus in Texas. Go ahead, sir.
Thank you, Alex, and appreciate you taking my call.
Thank you.
And I'm scared to death to try to talk to you.
Well, it's okay. We've got a few minutes. Go ahead, brother.
All right. I want to say something about the reason Donald Trump is such a target is because he's telling the truth. In Egypt, Pharaoh was scared to death of the Israelites because they would rise up against him, and he had them killed. And the same thing when Jesus was born. He was the truth. And
many times God will use an imperfect vessel like Trump to do this. And there's undoubtedly, this is providence happening. I agree with you. Call me back, Marcus. I love you. I got to get a few more in it. Let's go to Chuck in Georgia. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I was going to say echo what Greg was saying earlier about the assassination attempt and the CIA. I take it real seriously. I've been saying for a year that they're going to assassinate Trump if he gets the nomination. If he wins the presidency,
they're in hundreds of newspapers saying kill him.
Finally today I wake up and see the crosshairs on the Infowars.com, the headline of the crosshairs, and thank God you're talking about.
Sir, they wouldn't have the CIA out saying he's a foreign asset unless they were getting ready to sign papers. Obama may have papers on his desk. I'm not kidding.
No, we're screaming. You got to scream it this week because this is going to be the big story.
Oh, listen, listen. Obama's engaged in so many crimes, so much illegal droning, criminal activity, opening the borders. I'm telling you, the elites are asking Obama right now to sign the paperwork to kill the 45th.
Love you, brother.
And I'll just say it. They've got people on TV that have overthrown foreign governments that run hit squads saying Trump's illegitimate, a Russian agent, we should have new elections. I'm not saying Bear himself is involved in anything like that, but I'm telling you, when they come out from under rocks like this, they're taking the gloves off. And these are the foreign globalists that run this country. That's why they're claiming some foreign power. The Russians can barely run their own country. George Soros admits he's tried to overthrow Russia 5 or 6 times the last few years. I'm out of time for Sean and Chris and Cash and others. Call me back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, and I'll be here for 4 hours. And pray for us, because I'm not complaining. I love my job. I love the success we've had. It's providence. I'm very humble about it. But I want to make it through this and be victorious, and I need those prayers. Because believe me, I'm not in Kansas anymore, and neither are you. The battle is joined. I always prayed that we could turn the tide. And, God's a powerful God. You won't find him in these big mega churches. You'll find him when you get down on your knees at midnight and beg Christ for guidance to lead, guide, and direct you. I want to thank the crew for a wonderful job. Love you all.